When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
First things first, with this courtside 25, it's meant to be done at the beginning of the season, but there was some technical difficulties with it coming out, which was this laptop. If you look, this laptop is mash up, yeah,
but it's back now,
and it's my baby. It's not back. It's still mash up.
Zoom in on that.
Oh yeah, go on. Well, we'll zoom in. I'll zoom in when I'm editing
The screen.
Yeah, the screen's mash up.
Let our executive producer zoom
which,
in on that.
Can you see?
Yeah, but it actually looks okay.
Yeah, but it's not. You know, this is the brightest it goes, everything. So the editing was a bit long. And me, I'm not a master editor. So I had to like work my way around it. Got a new laptop so we can get the product out. However, I wanted to finish these cards and get...
You've got two phones like a drug dealer.
Bro, you know what I'm saying, fam? So I wanted to get the Courtside 25 out. And I think the All-Star break is a great way to... like segue into doing this Courtside 25, because from our top 25 list, we can also see how many All-Stars we have on this list.
And also what's changed since then, where we might think we put them now, you know?
Yeah, and then next year is going to be crazy when we do this list. But so yeah, we already announced some of them, then it paused, which, you know, some people share their opinions on, but you guys ain't editing yourself, so I'll tell you what, you should suck. But to go through this list again, in number 25... we started off with Tyrese Haliburton.
Fire or love? We're going to do that, or how are you going to say it?
No, I just think we just go through the list and we can share our opinions real quick, like make it like a 10-second opinion. Tyrese Haliburton, number 25.
Well, at the time, yeah, perfect. But now, obviously, I can say it's probably higher.
Okay, what about you, Reams?
It'd probably be higher on if we did a recount.
Yeah.
Like a mid-season, like an All-Star
I think
break.
At the time, 25 was fair, no?
Nah, not for me. I had him a bit higher than
his. What'd you have him?
I put him like 19 or something like that.
Okay.
Maybe like...
would you have him closer to 19 now or a bit higher?
I'd probably still have him close to 19. I think I do a little bit of a legacy
I got my list up now. I had him 23 on my list.
I can get all your lists up. I can get everyone's lists up, to be fair.
I don't actually believe what...
So, yeah. And then in number 24, egregious for me, but Zion Williamson.
All right. Zion really should be top 10 if we're talking about just like...
ability,
but in terms of like him as like an overall athlete, basketball player, leader, guy you want to bank your franchise on, I think top bottom end of the top 25 is about what he's given us.
I lied to you. I had Tyrese 24th.
I didn't have
so, Tyrese yeah, so yeah, yeah. I had Tyrese 24th.
So we had him around the same.
Yeah. Haliburton showed up on three lists, I think. Mine, yours.
That is an old list.
I'm looking at and the only other person I voted on Haliburton was Yasin James. So he
I
knew.
Have him there. No shame on my game.
He cracked 25. Yeah.
Yeah, mate, mine.
Yeah, we know. I got a list here. Bro.
I got a list here. Don't worry.
I know what your list was. The only person that was below him, a few people below him, but Harden didn't get into it. Ingram didn't get into it. Sabonis didn't get in there. Bam, Kat, and Zach LaVine.
Well, they made the 25.
They didn't make 25.
How did they make 25?
Who? No.
No, they have no respect.
No, no voting numbers. Number 23 already posted as well. Jaylen Brown.
Who's in number 24? Zion?
Yeah. Zion was 24.
I've been gone.
I didn't have Jaylen Brown either.
Jesus Christ.
What? You didn't have Jaylen Brown?
Yeah. I had Jaylen Brown at 24. I think this season he might... I don't know. This season he might have done enough to crack my top 20.
I had him at 23.
Nah.
Nah.
I like him where he is.
Is Jaylen Brown better than Zach LaVine?
No. I put, no. This year he's playing like it.
LaVine's not really a basketball. He's not really a basketball player anymore, is he?
I know.
Yeah, so.
They're saying he's looking like a salary dump guy. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately. So, dark skins win. No.
For then, at number just above Jaylen Brown, we had De'Aaron Fox.
Didn't have him on mine. No. Oh, I did. 23.
Spider.
De'Aaron Fox. No, Swiper.
Swiper. Spider's Mitchell.
I had him 23.
Adam 22.
Okay.
23. I think
bottom end of the top 25. I think last year, All-Star, All-NBA, this year, he's unfortunate. You guys spoke on it last week to miss out on an All-Star spot this year. It's stacked in the West right now. It's difficult. But I still think he's been performing.
I had him 20th.
I still think in and around that 21 to 25 spot.
Is roughly his.
Yeah.
And then we've gone for the most underrated player in the league. Trae Young.
I had him 25.
I know. It's crazy.
I'm okay with that.
That's crazy. Trae Young, 24 people being better than Trae Young in the league of basketball is crazy for me. A guy that's giving you 27 and 10.
Actually, 17.
Fair.
To be fair, looking back at my list, there's a lot of nonsense shouts in there.
We know.
I have a lot of people higher right now. It was a lazy list, and being a basketball watcher is not good for my branding. But
I had Trae 18.
Me and you seem to be on the same page. Yeah.
Do you know where you are now? I agree with that. I can't say. Listen, like I said, once it got past 20, I was scrambling for my life. And even then, some of those names should be a lot higher than the.
Once I get past like 17, 18, it gets nitpicky.
Yeah.
It's very nitpicky in terms of who I leave off and who I put
even
on.
Even who I had at like 20, I know minus than 21, I'd have him way higher. He shouldn't be at 21, but again, this is hindsight.
I mean, after 15, that's when all the All-NBA spots are
finished.
After that, it's tight, innit? Like,
well and truly, my list don't make sense after 20. I'll be very honest, because there's someone there who was All-NBA second last year and All-Star starter who shouldn't be there, but.
So we've just done 22, right?
Yeah.
So number 21. Jamal Murray. I find it a little bit egregious.
That he's top 25?
No, he should be top 25.
I had him 22.
I just don't think he's a better player than Trae Young.
I have him below Trae Young. I have him at 18. But Jamal Murray continues to have the most confusing regular seasons we've ever seen.
Because he's not the main man.
But he's consistently confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he's inconsistent. But when we talk about, and again, this is what we have to think about when we're weighing up these like kind of options. It's, you're not the main player in your team. And you do put up good numbers and you do star out sometimes.
They're telling me if Jamal Murray don't put numbers on you, he don't rate you.
Yeah, I hear that. But at the same time, it's just Trae Young leads his team. Everyone that we're going to mention like throughout, maybe bar two or three people, will be leaders in their team or have led their team before. Jamal Murray's one of those guys and Jaylen Brown's one of them guys who have never done that.
Jaylen Brown ain't really led no team, but yeah.
And neither is Jamal Murray. So it's like, how can I say that you're better than Trae Young when you don't put up the numbers that he does and you don't lead the team by yourself as well?
I think a lot of Jamal Murray, his game rises so much in the playoffs.
I hear it.
And it's risen higher than guys that have had better regular seasons than him.
What?
He's hit heights that some of the best players we've seen hasn't hit. Look what he did in Western Conference Finals.
He's hit heights that Trae Young ain't seen. And that's not even egregious to say.
In the regular season, Trae Young has hit crazy heights.
I had Jamal Murray at 21st.
I think I had him same, like 22.
I had him on my top 20 just because.
So it's not the same, but yeah.
I think it's hard for a guy that achieves such a level of excellence in the most toughest spots of the season.
But then for 82 games, you're not really sure where he is.
He's above, like, he's bare above. Like, he seems like a normal player than in the playoffs.
I don't really respect them kind of guys, but also I respect guys who kind of raise their game in the playoffs.
Jimmy Butler is probably at a similar stage as well, where.
Yeah, but he's like 34.
In the regular season, he's a bit above. But in the playoffs, he really...
At 34, 35, you can kind of do that, though. Mm. Jamal Murray is supposed to be in the prime of his career. Like, I understand that the playoffs is the heights of the heights and where people get judged off the most. However, at your age, whatever age he is, you can't be taking off 82 games, bro. You leave that to the guys in their late primes, at the end of their primes. You know what I'm saying?
So we've done the first five players, right? We've done 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, and 20. Six players.
Yeah.
No, it's about six players. Let's say we've done the top 20. Do we agree with it now?
No.
I think I'd have Tyrese a little bit higher.
Okay.
Yeah, likewise.
I'd probably have Jamal Murray a little bit lower.
Likewise.
I
had him at 22, so again, There's only so far you can go.
I would just have Trey and Jamal. Well, Trey and Tally.
I think I'd have Trey Young higher.
Mm.
And yeah.
But then we go into number 19. Reams, you can take it away. So Anthony Edwards.
So we have to bear in mind, this is a list before the start of the season that we compiled, right? So I had Ant at 21. Now I think I'd have him in my top 15. But I would have him at the bottom end of the top 15.
I'll be very honest, this list wasn't a very good one for me because I had him way higher than that.
Where did you have him?
15.
Yeah, like before the start of the season, having him at 15 is nuts.
He's with prediction. I had him at 22, I think.
Yeah. I had him at 21, so we was on the same page. I think best player on the second best team in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, man.
Well, who?
You know, yeah. Right now, yeah.
Who's the best team in the NBA?
The Timberwolves are the best team in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. Mm. I think
most people say the Celtics have been the best team in the league this season.
Yeah.
Mm. I think the Timberwolves have a great...
I think you're better.
Argument at being the second best.
I think they're better.
Yeah.
OKC personally.
Yeah, OKC's too little. I don't think, obviously, being the best player on the best team doesn't make you better than someone else that's on the worst team.
Of course.
But
it helps though.
But being the catalyst for a great team
and
is a sign of a great player.
And yeah. The upside on both offense and defense.
Being the best team and then the best player on that team is not a small feat as well. Like, it's not like it rarely happens.
By
word. Like it's very rare that the best player on the best team is not one of the best players in the league.
Mm.
How often is that the case? Especially for the amount of games that we play in the NBA.
Then we're going to go... Now, let's see if this was heritage or not, right? Number 18.
Sounds like it already.
Number 18, Kyrie Irving, Uncle Drew.
That's definitely heritage.
Kyrie Irving is a confusing one. I don't know where...
Do you know since he's left the Celtics, he's basically been shooting 50-40-90.
Josh, I had him at 19.
Yeah, I had him at 19.
I had him at 19.
I'm looking at it right now.
maybe I'd keep him around the same then. Because I feel like he's again...
I had him at 14.
I had him at 17.
I think, but I don't think I'd have him top 15 anymore.
You're about 14.
I've rushed.
Fuck, I've rushed.
I'm an honest man.
20 get scrambled.
I've rushed. I'll be very honest. I've rushed.
He's not the best player on his team.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever has been.
Nope.
Never. Maybe his first season.
Well, before
was he the best player on the Celtics?
Yeah. Before LeBron came to Cleveland, and when he went Celtics, yes, because
his first season before he went down.
Yeah.
He was the best player on that team.
But the others only rised up because he went down.
Yeah.
So yeah. Fair.
But like, when he tried to be a leader on that Celtics team,
ugly.
They got humiliated in the playoffs. Remember that?
Yeah.
By the Bucks.
I do all too clearly. Yeah, like you said, he's a weird one. Like you said, he don't.
So, but Kyrie's another one that, like, he's such a skillful player, like, to the basketball lover, to a casual fan, they will just love like watching Kyrie play. So that will elevate his status a lot.
He's the casuals king.
Mm.
He has been great in the playoffs. In certain spots with LeBron James.
And then we
even
go to
certain spots with the Nets for like a game or
he's another one whose regular seasons just doesn't evoke nothing these days. Doesn't play enough games. Obviously he's not playing in like a massive market right now as well.
Mm.
Obviously he's playing with like
Dallas should be a big market to be fair, but that's another conversation.
Superstar player, and it's like
be the Robin then. I think he's one of the best Robins in the league.
He's a Robin right now. And
does he ever accept that role?
How many times have you heard Kyrie's name mentioned this season? Just in like national media debates.
When Luka went down and he dropped 40 like four games in a row or something like that.
Rare. I've heard Trae Young's name more than I've heard Kyrie's.
I've heard Halliburton's name. I heard
Yeah, but Tyrese Jaylen was... Brunson's nah, but it's name. Different though. These are people that are coming out and showing now. Like Halliburton, no one expected it realistically. And then like for it to be this big of a thing. Kyrie, when Luka went down, took the ball and said, I can do this for four straight games. He did.
You know, Kyrie's only 31, so we shouldn't be bordering on what he is
but
now.
But he's been playing for so long that he is what he is. And he's hit the heights.
Heights.
Number 17.
No heights, definitely heights.
Yeah, number 17, Spider, Donovan Mitchell.
Higher.
Way higher.
Higher. And I'm not going to talk about my list.
He should be top 15.
I'm pretty sure the reason he's that low is because of my list, so I take it all back.
Where do you have? Where do you have him?
Reem's had him at 21, I think.
I had him at 15. Oh, sorry. No,
it's me that I'm at 21.
Who am I looking at?
It's me.
Oh, it's K with 21. Yeah, K had him at 21.
Like I said, you have him? Way higher. It didn't make, for what he finished as.
14.
Do you know why my list don't make sense?
We're on the same page again. It's only this guy. Come on, man.
I told you right here, I didn't put a lot of thought into mine. It made no sense. Because especially when today, I've just had the exact debate in terms of Booker or Mitchell. Especially because Mitchell was All-NBA second team this year. not Booker, sorry. Mitchell was all NBA second. He was an all-star starter. To me, obviously my list doesn't dictate that. To me, let me put that disclaimer out there, that being an all-NBA second team player, all-star starter, does not make you 21st best player in the league. You're obviously better than that.
Mm-hmm.
So apologies for being that low. And I'm a big Donovan Mitchell fan, because on this pod, you remember I said, his game didn't move me.
I think where I had Donovan, yeah, there's players I have above him on this list now that I wouldn't have above him anymore.
Yeah,
half my list.
So he's creeping towards our top 10, in my opinion.
Yeah,
agreed.
And then we're gonna go on to, this will be a little bit of a talking topic, I think. But number 16, Paulius Georgius.
I like Paul George. Sounds about right.
Add PG.
13. I had him at 11.
You had him at 11.
I had him at 11.
Similar again. When you
it's tough, man. Oh wait, no, wait, hold up.
19.
Paul George is another hard one to rank.
I had him at 15. I
had him at 19. That's not a bad difference. 11 is nuts.
Yeah. I had him at 13. Paul George is another hard one to rank for me because
he's accepted the Robin thing. He's
clearly a great player.
Yes.
And has had a great career. But again, he's even said it out of his own mouth.
He can't
be the best player on a championship team, so you can't put him in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
All that close to it. I thought 15 to 19 is kind of fair. Wherever you put him, you can't really argue.
Paul George, on paper, is like the perfect basketball player.
Yes. Bro,
the young kids coming into the NBA.
Strong, athletic, can shoot.
The young kids coming into the NBA are saying, I model my game on Paul George.
Defense, everything you want, Paul George has that for you.
When these young 21, these kids born in 2002, 2003 are saying, Paul George is my favorite player ever. And man, they're like, that's crazy. Like,
I get it.
It's not crazy.
I get it.
Paul George is smooth.
And I'll put this out there as well. He's got one of the best sneakers to touch basketball in a very long time.
Oh, yes. Years and years.
Paul George 2.5. Watch when the
PlayStation Jones.
I think there's three players on the LA Clippers this season that, depending on how the season ends, their whole perspective of how people look at them could change drastically.
And the three of them that's not named Kawhi. Kawhi stamps.
Yes.
And the thing is, they're probably all Hall of Famers bar PG.
Yeah, but Kawhi, Russ, and Harden are first ballot. PG will probably be first ballot as well.
He shouldn't be.
I think
low barriers to entry.
I don't know if he's going to get
9-time All-Star, 6-time All-NBA, 1-time first team, top 3 MVP.
They don't put that on your Hall of Fame, but on your Hall of Fame jacket, I can't lie. But I agree. I love Paul George.
There's guys with worse resumes than that.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, but low barriers to entry. And that's not a disrespect to him, because they let anybody in there.
Tracy McGrady's in their first ballot. I'm sure Ricky Miller's in their first ballot. Ray Allen is in their first ballot.
Let's go to number 15.
He's 6-time All-NBA and he's 4-time All-Defensive.
Let's go to number 15, right?
9-time All-Star.
This guy didn't play much this season. I think he played maybe 10 games. His name's Ja Morant.
Yeah, somewhere. I'll put him around there.
You had Ja Morant was at 15?
Ja Morant was at 15.
I don't think...
Ja Morant 16.
I don't think it's that mad.
I don't think it's that mad because we looked at talent as well. I had
Ja Morant at 20.
I had him at 19.
So I had him in the right place. I hit and miss. My list was something that might be good.
You're at 16.
I think in between 17 and 20 is fair for Ja.
Yeah. I think potentially next year or before the season, it's going to go down.
Of course, he's not played.
Yeah, I think it's going to go down.
He played like 6 games this year.
He wouldn't register for this season.
He was not going to crack myself.
The Grizzlies couldn't buy a win, and when he came back,
they bought some.
Four in total.
He's clearly a great player, so like,
he's not making my 25 this season.
Whooped the Pelicans a couple of times and went back down again.
So this is a person now who I think is going to intrigue me as to where they're going to be next season. Shea. He came in at number 14.
Stay where he is.
I will have Shea in my top 10 now.
I think he could crack top 10.
I had him at 16. I would have him, I'd probably have him in my top 10 now.
I know two people that in the top 10 of this alone, I would push out just to put Shea a bit further. So, yeah.
I knew my list sucks.
I had him at 16.
I had him at 13.
I had him at 16.
I think my top 8 can't move. Between 9 and like...
My top 8 can't move either.
Between 9 and 14, that's when it gets kind of...
My top 8 is not changing, though.
My top 10 is a bit wild. I'm not going to lie to you. When we get there.
I told you.
Shea's creeping towards that top 10 as well, similar to Donovan Mitchell.
Okay. Once I got past 10, it was basically just...
You said 20 before that. Recap of what? Oh, okay, cool.
So we got 15. This is 15 to 20.
Yeah, we've done 5, yeah. So 15 to 20. To look over who we got in that 20 to 15 category... We've got...
At 20, who we got?
20, we had Jamal Murray. Lower. Then we've gone for Anthony Edwards, then Kyrie Irving, Donovan Mitchell, Paul George, Ja Morant, and at number 14 we had Shea.
I quite like what that looks like, but maybe some guys can change.
There'll be some reshifting. I think there's going to be some new entries in the next one for that.
That 14 to 20 doesn't sound mad to me.
For example,
especially at the start of the year.
For example, if we used to do it now, Jalen Brunson would have cracked this list.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. He'd be like 15 to 25. He
cracked a list or two in this. I'll tell you. I'll look through it. Shout out to the executive producer for reminding me to do a recap. I forgot about that. Then number 13. No one wants him in the All Star starting, but he got to the top 13. Damian Lillard.
He'd be off my list completely. I'll be real.
I had Lillard at 12.
Get a load of this guy. Get a load of this guy.
Up in 13 places.
He'd be off of my list completely. I'll be real.
Item 12.
He stinks. Oh my god.
Item 12. he's awful.
Nah, he's cooked. Nah, come on, man.
He looks like he might be cooked.
He's lost the step. He can't even shoot anymore.
Do you see what BDS said? He said it's not really working for him. So you're gonna have to give him the ball and let him run the ball through himself. Because what the Bucks are doing right now is obviously the ball goes through Giannis and then eventually like giving it to Damian Lillard to shoot in some random spots and be like, oh yeah, crap, go shoot then. So they're saying, bro, let him do what he wants and then let him facilitate everything and go from there.
I had Dame at 11.
I had Dame because last season he was mad. Last season was one of his best seasons of his career.
12.
I had Dame at 11.
I'm telling you right now, if the Bucks let the offense run through Dame, they're not going anywhere.
I had Dame at 12.
Okay.
And I like Dame.
All my life I'd have him on my list.
And then another one that we're going to go into now where I think it could be, let's see where it ranks because playing is a big factor as well. Miami stand up is Jimmy Butler.
You got him in mind.
So he got number 12 on our list.
I had Jimmy at 11.
I had him at 18.
I think he's going to go down.
Jimmy's another hard one to rank as well because he's another.
I know what to rank him as. He ain't got no Jhené Saquon.
He's another guy that whiffs in the regular season, but in the playoffs, he's so crazy.
I had him at 13.
I don't like his game that much. 13 is crazy.
I was being biased.
Naturally.
I don't care, but I like to reward people for what they've accomplished in this fucking league, brother. Mm-hmm. That's how they look when they play. And Jimmy has accomplished way more than guys that we say are more talented. He's accomplished more than Devin Booker. He's been to the finals more than Jason Tatum.
How many times have you been to the finals? Twice.
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 Well, Tatum's probably about to make the finals this year, so it'll be two for two. And then
he better. He fucking better. Because who else in the East is supposed to beat them?
Mm-hmm.
Facts. Mm. Okay. And then more than Booker. Okay, fair. Again, different scenarios, but we'll remove the context for this situation for you to make your point.
So then what I'm going to do a recap now before we enter the top 10, which was we done 15 Ja Morant, 14 SGA, 13 Damian Lillard, 12 Jimmy Butler, and at number 11, Anthony Davis.
I had him at 11 as
well. First time he didn't crack top 10.
About time. He'll be playing games, bro.
I had him at 14.
Ooh. Let me see.
At the time, it was felt about right.
I had him at 12.
I had him at 11.
I think I still have him in the same...
Top 15.
I'd have between 12 and 15, I think.
I think I can go 15 up for him, you know.
15.
When I look at the quality of players that I would... he's one of the people I can move
it's
down.
It's hard for me because, listen, if Anthony Davis is a top 10 player and LeBron James is a top 15 player...
Why the Lakers think?
Why the hell...
Facts.
...are they languishing in the playing spots?
Facts.
You could say they have a bad roster around them, but it's not that bad. They have Austin Reeves, do they not? They have D'Angelo Russell,
They have who?
But again, a lot of those players when they play well, they play well. When they don't, they stink. Yeah, so it's like,
listen, LeBron in his prime, he could have had Ed and Eddie go to the conference finals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, now he's 40. You can't get D'Angelo.
So yeah, I know, but if you have two players of that caliber,
then you should be way higher. I agree.
That stinky, bro. You get what I mean? Mm. And they're not stinky. They're just mid.
AD flatters to deceive sometimes because again,
AD is obviously a great player, but I just don't. I feel
and
like
his value is not on the offensive end; it's defense.
People have always elevated him to a certain level in his career, like comparing him to like all time greats, and I'm just like,
what's he done,
bro? Can he show us some of that?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Some of that,
all right. So we're gonna go into the top 10 now, so it gets a bit interesting. I want to ask though.
Can't fuck this up, surely.
I want to ask though. Who do you think is number 10?
Joel
Embiid.
You say Devin Booker?
I put Devin Booker 10 on mine, so it's either him or Embiid.
LeBron James.
I had LeBron 10 on mine.
LeBron James is number 10. He just about made the top 10.
I had him 7.
I think I'd creep him out of my top 10 now.
I had him 7. I'll bounce up on top 10 now.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. This is my goat. I put him number 5. I thought he was half.
LeBron James is for certain the GOAT, but
yeah.
I think he's 106 years old.
Yeah.
Being top 10 at this age is nuts. No one's ever done that in the history of
anything. I put him seventh. I think seventh for me, going into the season, seventh was fair.
For me to not put him as a top five player there, especially what I saw in the offseason when he still played great.
He's still playing great this year. He's just old as hell.
Yeah, I was like, cool, LeBron James top five.
What
like,
he's
cool.
doing is unprecedented.
This is the wash version of LeBron James. He's still better than like 70% of the players.
Which is crazy. This is crazy.
Cool. And then number nine, predictions.
It's Devin Booker. Listen, the fact that I've got Donovan Mitchell so low and him so high.
Might be special, you know, because I had LeBron James 10, Devin Booker 9.
Yeah.
My list thinks automatically.
I had Devin Booker at number 8.
I'm 10. I think Devin Booker and Donovan Mitchell are interchangeable.
I think Devin Booker. I don't know. I think the way Devin Booker and Donovan Mitchell are perceived might be colorism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Yeah, rap to me.
100%. Because as I said in the pod with Chuck, I don't think Devin Booker is a better player than Donovan Mitchell.
I'm glad you meant to say this, because in another group chat which Shaq left a while ago, because you know he's man's got better things to do in his life right now, like work. We don't work 999
notifications on my lunch break, please, man.
Bro, it gets the problem. That's what I'm saying. It's a special place, but
you don't reply to messages.
This is what I'm saying. Like I was saying, I asked people immediately, like, yo, this afternoon, Booker or Mitchell, and someone told me the only thing that separates them is one gets to their spot spirit, elevates a bit better. So okay, 166, 163.
No,
but in reality, there's nothing between them.
Is Mitchell even 6'3"?
If that, no.
He might be like 6'1", 6'2".
But it says 6'3. He's a better shooter, in my opinion. He's a better scorer.
You think he's a better shooter?
The numbers say he is.
Throughout their careers.
Yeah, I've got numbers.
If I had
one, another. But in my mind,
but the thing is, yeah, it's not a big difference.
No,
he is. He is. Do you know what? You can't say no, because I did this comp earlier, so I've got numbers ready.
Last year's playoffs was the fakest shit I've ever seen in my life, bro.
Yes, but it's not consistent. He doesn't do
it. It is funny enough. The thing is, yeah, he takes less threes than Donovan Mitchell, but their shooting averages are very much similar. So, for his career,
so
what do you think? What do you think Booker shoots for his career from the field?
Probably about 48,
46.
Okay,
that's better than I had. I think Mitchell's at about 44, 45.
We'll get there. 3 points for Mitchell, not for Mitchell. Sorry, for Booker.
38,
35.
Wow,
he takes under six a game as well. 5.8.
Is that it?
35. His highest of his career is 38, which was 2021-2022.
Hey, being light-skinned is a cheat code, you know.
Stop. Right, we'll come back to it, though. We'll come back to it.
I got numbers here. I was thinking about it.
Number seven. Oh, wait. No, sorry. Devin Booker was number nine. Number eight.
It's got to be Embiid.
No.
Still.
Kawhi Leonard.
I didn't put him in mind. He didn't play last year.
Kawhi Leonard. I find him a bit of a bug one. Like,
he did play. He went down in the playoffs.
Did he?
Yeah. I don't know what is with Kawhi. Like, I had Kawhi
8. What am I talking about? Sorry, I had him 8.
I don't know, man. Like, I think he's going to go a bit further down.
He's going to go higher in mine.
I put him as 10 in mine.
When we get to 8, I think everyone in my top 8 is
solidified.
Like certified top 8.
Kawhi is certified top 8.
Yeah, of course. Bro, Kawhi.
You see what he's doing right now?
Healthy, he'd be my top 3.
Yeah, top 5. Top 3. Yeah, top 3. But he's been healthy.
That is a factor.
He's played this year. Has made the effort to play on awful.
And it's convenient that when the rules come in and say you have to, you're playing a bottom
But I feel like the issue the Clippers have had in the whole 2013 era is that they just haven't been healthy, innit? And like, remember the first year, the 2013 era, the bubble, right? Everyone was like, oh, but they haven't played together. And they're like, oh, don't worry, when the playoffs comes, they'll flip that switch and figure it out. And
that shit don't exist, by the way.
And obviously PG spoke on, like, he was going through it in the bubble a little bit. Like, the environment was a little bit fucked up for him and whatever. But in the year after that, 2021, they look like they was going to go win a championship. Kawhi goes down. 2022, Kawhi's gone for the whole season.
PG had a bit of injury as well.
PG had a good season, then he goes down and they drop into the play-in spots. Lose to Minnesota, then he doesn't play in the second playing game.
Yeah.
Last year, they look good. PG goes down for the season. Kawhi goes down in the playoffs. So this season, I think they've made an effort to really build up, especially with the Harden trade and having to figure all of that out.
Paul George spoke about that a lot recently. Saying
they've gone out their way to want to build up continuity. Yeah.
And we got number seven. You've been anticipating the name for so long. Joel Embiid, reigning MVP.
Sounds about
only
right.
Got ranked at number seven.
Embiid might have to be top five now.
Yeah, he's surely cracking that.
He's stacked.
It's crazy. And then number six.
Tatum?
Luka Doncic.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't think that's fine at all.
It's fine by me.
I don't think that's fine at all.
Fine by me.
Luka for me is a guaranteed top five player in the league.
6.
Yeah, I think he's a top 5 player in the league.
I had Luka 6.
Stupid.
I had Luka 6.
This guy's a walking all NBA first team. he walked into the league all NBA first team.
Like, yeah, it's kind of fake. Come on, man. It's kind of fake, but add him 6. And it's no shame. Top 6, top 5, there's no difference to me.
So to do your quick recap, we have LeBron James at number 10, Devin Booker at number 9, Kawhi Leonard at number 8, Joel Embiid at number 7, and then Luka Doncic at number 6, which now goes into our top 5 spots.
If I was to do it again, I'd probably drop LeBron and Booker on my top 10.
I think it's too hard for me to drop LeBron in my top 10, but Booker's out there.
That's pure like sentiment.
Yes, 100%. I'm not denying that. And to go into our number 5, we are starting off with Boston Celtics' very own Jason Tatum.
Tatum is an interesting one.
Yes, it is indeed.
His whole career, he's been a part of great teams, and he's been an important part of these great teams.
100%.
I've never felt like...
He takes him across that mile.
Yeah.
He doesn't step him over that line.
I've never felt like he was like the guy, like... He's kind of similar to Paul Pierce, you know. Because Paul Pierce was, I felt like Tatum's better than Paul Pierce.
Of course, much better.
But Paul Pierce was a great player. But you never felt like you never looked at him like how you looked at like a Carmelo or a Kobe.
You don't say like he's the man. I can't say like he's him.
But like when the Celtics put a great team around him,
scary.
He was a leader on that team.
My thing for MVP, this,
and Tatum could be the same.
My thing for this, and besides, if you take away where they took them to in the playoffs, what is Tatum better than Luka?
Defending.
That's it.
And shooting.
Three-point and save the game.
More handsome as well.
Yeah, he's a better three-point shooter.
Three-point and save the game, buzzer beater. You're running the player between Luka.
Yeah, Luka's probably a better tough shot maker, but Tatum in general, like off the ball, like if you want someone to hit a corner three, you rather hit Tatum.
Catch and shoot. Yeah. What? 100% Tatum.
Yeah, you are about Tatum.
Ain't no cap. I've seen. Don't get me wrong. I think.
Better defender.
I think Luka's superb.
I think that's hard to measure because we've never seen Luka have to do that.
He doesn't want to. They're going to hold. Bro, he doesn't hold to the ball.
Tatum don't have to do that either.
No.
He doesn't.
You need to give Jaylen Brown a ball at times.
And he needs to carry Irving the ball at times.
Yeah, but that's only just now. But before that, what?
He didn't give Jaylen Brunson the ball either.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But that's off the bench. Nah, man. I'm taking Luka.
I'm taking Tatum.
Luka's a better player than Jason Tatum. You've asked me what Tatum is better.
Shooting, I think they can go.
And defending.
Shot for shot.
A key part of the game. That's a very key part of the game.
Night and day on that.
Defending, 100%.
Key part of the game.
Number 4, easy money sniper. Kevin Durant.
Come on, if he ain't top 3, he's top 5.
I don't think KD could ever drop out of the top 5.
Bro. I don't think so.
But the fact he drops out of the top 3 is just based on the fact that 2 of the top 3 are insane.
If you asked me this in November, I would have said he's number 1.
Hey, word. Word, he's going crazy.
And then a person I think might drop out of the top 5s next time round, Stephen Curry.
Wardell. I never thought this day would come.
I used to pray for times like this to rhyme this like this.
Come when Wardell.
You can't even get a high five from Clay.
Showing signs. Clay's already washed.
Whoa! Oh!
He's already washed.
What Wardell. A W. What a W. I told you.
Wardell.
Did I not say this was going to happen? Wardell's they were comparing Clay.
He's cooked a few times though. He made 9 threes.
He scored 60 and lost. Don't count.
He's not washed yet.
He's not washed.
I can see the
signs. The signs are there. Because they told me his top 5, top 2 shooting guard Clay was comparable to dons like Reggie
You have to let your group chats go when it comes to those things.
Came off the bench yesterday and lit up. Yeah,
he did. He did.
He did. Lit up. That's where he belongs.
Cool. Number 2, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm alright.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Ain't changing.
I mean, he was number 1 in quite a few people's lists, but our number 1 being Nikola Jokic.
I'm alright.
People take 1A, 1B.
My top 3 will probably be Jokic, Giannis, and Embiid right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think most people would agree with that.
Yeah.
The return of beautiful basketball is a big man's league.
Then I'll probably round it out with Luka and KD.
I would probably go Jokic.
I think that's
Embiid. Then what? No, sorry. I'd go Embiid. No, Jokic, Embiid, Giannis.
You don't think that's better?
Then I'll go for Luka.
So you're having Embiid over Giannis?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Do you know what? I actually feel sick for Embiid this season because this season was like the first season. Like, I feel like.
Okay, he got his respect.
He's been dominant his whole career, but I feel like this season he was becoming like that real X factor leader. that we haven't seen him be like in a postseason. Listen, since he's been injured, the Sixers defense has cratered.
Is he gonna? He's gonna be okay for the playoffs.
And people basically. never give him credit for that.
His defense is fantastic, but people never make, give him credit for.
Yeah. Now look, let's do a quick roundup, right? I have some things to say. So our top five finished off being Jason Tatum at 5, Kevin Durant at number 4, Steph Curry at 3, Giannis Antetokounmpo at number 2, and Nikola Jokic at number 1 for the courtside 25 countdown. Now, when it comes to these things, I want people to understand, on TikTok, on Instagram, it could be wherever you, it could be YouTube, if you want to get in the comments and at us, it's not just K, Reams, and Shaq that does this. You also need to get onto Flavian, right? You need to get onto Yasin James and Sai.
Is he Flavian, yeah? Also how many biracials did he have in his list?
Brother.
I know this was in... Did he have LaMelo Ball in there?
All right, wait.
Did he have LaMelo in there?
We got like 5-10 minutes. Should I run through everyone's top 10?
We'll start with Sai,
right? Sai had Giannis. Do you want to go 10-1 or?
Yeah, go 10-1.
10-1. Number 10, he had Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Doncic, Curry, Jokic, then Giannis.
That stinks.
No LeBron, yeah?
No LeBron.
That stinks.
But he had. Who did he have at 10?
Anthony Davis.
Cool.
All right. Yasin James. Boston Celtics' very own. He had Joel Embiid at number 10.
Stinks.
Stinks. Celtics fan.
Kawhi Leonard at 9. Devin Booker at 8. Doncic at 7. Jimmy Butler at 6.
Jesus, save your pilot me.
I don't know.
He likes Jimmy Butler more than me, bro.
Yassin, bro. Stop cucking for the guy that keeps cooking your team in the playoffs. Don't do that.
We need to give basketball back to the Knicks.
You got it,
because this is unacceptable.
He had Jason Tatum at 5, Kevin Durant at 4, Steph Curry at 3, Giannis at 2, and Jokic at 1.
So not LeBron again. And
I think everyone had Giannis and Jokic top 2, yeah.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler was top 7.
And then you've got for Flavian, right? Flavs. He had...
I never AD
at 10.
He's a real person.
Ooh, I got one. Here's one for you. AD at 10.
Clay. Is he light skin?
Damian Lillard at 9.
God damn it.
He had a great season last season.
Booker at 8.
Lie.
LeBron at 7. KD at 6. Tatum at 5. Embiid, Luka, Steph, Jokic, and Giannis. For Jeff. Jeff had...
Uncle, don't fail me now.
Booker, then Bron, Luka, then AD.
Hey, listen, what is it with you lot having Luka at the top 5?
Bro, I don't get it.
Bro,
I don't get it.
They just need to accept it. This chubby white guy, Kabor, bro.
He had AD as a better player than Luka.
Come on, let's look. Stop taking a piss now, man.
Then he's gone for Tatum, then Embiid, Kawhi, then KD, Steph, then Jokic, and then Giannis.
I ain't mad at that list.
Then we've gone for Reams. Reams, we've got your top 10 here being LeBron at 10, Booker at 9, Tatum at 8, Embiid at 7, Kawhi at 6, KD at 5, Luka at 4, Steph, Giannis, and then Jokic.
I'm quite happy with that. I'd probably move Steph out of my top 5 now.
Mm.
I'd probably have him at 6.
Mm.
Yeah.
Then we go for the man in charge, Mario.
Oh, God.
We got AD at 10.
CP3's biggest fan.
Good. All right. So, Mario, you've got AD at 10, Booker at 9, LeBron at 8, Kawhi at 7, Luka at 6, Tatum at 5, Durant at 4, Steph at 3, Giannis, and then Jokic.
I ain't mad at that.
I'm not understanding how the Lakers have 2 top 10 players.
They don't.
I can't even have home court in the playoffs,
bro.
But
not bro. Me though. Not me.
Well, speaking of you, Devin Booker at 10.
Must come.
Embiid at 9. Kawhi at 8. LeBron at 7. Luka at 6. Tatum at 5. KD at 4. Steph, Giannis, and Jokic. He was literally in the order.
I think everyone kind of
the top 5 is
I think everyone's top 10 had the same names, other than some people had AD, some people had LeBron.
Some people had Jimmy.
Yeah. Then that motherfucker had Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, I had Jimmy at 11, so I can't really like.
I started with Kawhi at 10.
Okay.
I put Kawhi at 10, Embiid at 9, Booker at 8, Luka at 7.
You put
7.
Booker higher than 8 than Embiid after an MVP season?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That Booker is at 8.
That is light-skinnedness.
Luka at 7. I had KD at 6, LeBron at 5, Tatum at 4, Steph at 3, Giannis at 2, and Jokic at 1.
You know you're wrong as hell if I'm in LeBron at 5 though, right?
100%. Like, I do not deny that. It was just, bro, I was there typing, I said, I can't not do this.
There's no way a 4-year-old is the 5th best player in the NBA. Come on, man.
That means the sport we love is done.
At the time, it was 38.
These kids have to be embarrassed if this pensioner is still better than them at 40 years bro. Old.
Like, yeah, but that is
ISIS
our,
needs to start the game.
That is our courtside 25 for the year.
But honestly, I feel like going back on that, I feel like looking at my list and looking at how it shaked out, I feel like I was quite like,
I want to talk
I
about
put
it.
In two heritage picks into mine.
I would say now there's guys I take out. Obviously, I say I take Damian Lillard out of mine.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Yeah, we're done, man. That's it.
Yeah, I think that's it, man. Yeah. That's it. Don't even load it back up.
Network.